the little screech owls. We've had those.
Is the hoot owl a big one?
Yes, big one.
How about the barn owl?
Barn owl, it's not quite so big. He gets up in the barn. He's a little brown owl about this tall when he sets up.
Uh-huh.
We have those. I've seen those in the barn. They're there after mice, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, when I was a kid, we caught one in the garage. I opened the door and he just came right to me.
Yes, uh-huh.
So I picked him up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. About that tall, little screech owl, I guess.
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah.
Not white, but he was just as fluffy and soft.
Yeah.
And he looked so vicious, and he was.
Yeah.
Do you have these birds around here that poke holes in trees and telephone poles?
Woodpeckers.
Uh-huh.
Woodpeckers.
What kinds do you have?
We had the red-headed woodpecker.
We had one of those over across the street from us the other day.
We also have chimney sweeps that build in my chimney.
Oh. Do they build sort of a hanging nest?
They glue it to the chimney wall. And the other day I actually committed murder. I had to kill the little birds. One of them fell. See that pipe down there is open at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
That's just a vent from my gas stove. Well, he fell down onto the floor there, and he was just a bunch of pin feathers. And I could hear the others just screaming and screaming, so I went in the bedroom there and took the, we used to have a stove in the bedroom, you know.
Uh-huh.
Took the cap. It goes over the end, flute cap. Took it off, and there they lay right close to that pipe. Five of them. The nest had fallen.
Oh.
Had come unglued for some reason or other. And I just took them out and gave them to the cat.
Yeah.
He'd
well, that was a humane thing to do.
Chimney sweeps.
Yeah.
Didn't know what to do. They'd keep them falling down the floor.
Uh-huh. I guess once the nest falls like that, the mother deserts them.
They won't ever be contented anymore.
Yeah.
After the nest drops, it just beats all that that was six little birds that are in that little small nest.
Huh.
I don't see how they ever stuck up there.
We had a family of hummingbirds around our house once, and that was the strangest thing. A nest about as big around as my thumb.
Oh, where was it?
Out in California.
Oh, I have always looked for those nests. There's so many of the hummingbirds here. Now, it was built, did it look like a knot on a log?
No, this was looked just like a little thimble.
It did.
It was in a rose bush.
Well, I say.
And I was so fascinated with this. I took out my camera and I took a picture.
I know.
And it would be, the nest in the picture would be like this eraser on top of this table. No idea at all what was there.
And they looked like little small navy beans, eggs.
Yeah.
Little tiny. I only saw one hummingbird nest in my life, and it was up in the top of a big old oak tree.
Hmm.
On my father's farm.
Well, I remember this.
It looked like a knot on a log.
Huh.
It just a little bitty, just about this big around, you know.
Hmm.
Did that little nest hang like a little?
No, it was just sort of stuck in there.
Uh-huh.
And there they were.
And there was lined with something fleecy. This was lined
with, seems like it was,
with the little cottonwood. Cotton is what this one was lined with.
I don't recall. I remember this was just sort of fluffy.
And then it just looked like they took the bark off a tree, a little moss off the bark, and made it look like a knot on a log.
Hmm. Well, this was just stuck out there. It was plainly a nest. It wasn't camouflaged.
Well, I'm clear.
But the hummingbirds used to work around their backyard. They'd get in the flowers and the roses. It was dark here and there.
Oh, I don't imagine you got to see the little birds after hatched.
Yeah. As I recall, I did.
Well, they're little tiny things, but like little bees, probably.
Yeah, I paid pretty close attention to it, but I don't remember anything about them. I was just a little kid.
Probably like little bees.
14.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess there's numerous there in California.
We had quite a few around our house. I don't know why they chose us. But they seem to work around there. You have squirrels around here?
Yes, lots of squirrels.
What kinds do you have?
The fox squirrel, the red fox squirrel. We have had flying squirrels, though. We have, once my brother got two of them, and he raised them as pets.
Mm.
And they could fly that in a way. Now, if they was up piled something up there while they could sail.
Mm-hmm.
The skin was stretched from here to the leg, you know. Uh-huh. They could sail. That's the way they could never just flop their wings and fly, but they could sail
uh-huh.
from one tree to another. They're gray with white bellies.
Uh-huh. Boy.
They was real.
They're strange creatures, aren't
yes, they?
Yes,
they are.
Do you have any other kinds of squirrels?
Well, we have gray squirrel here too. Sometimes we see a gray squirrel, but around our place here, there's fox squirrels, red. In fact, they look just like a fox. My grandson killed a fox on us, a red fox, and he was laying up on a tree, had kind of blown over, and he had climbed up the tree, and he said to his father, he said, "Well, there's an awful big squirrel. I never saw such a big squirrel as that." And his father said, "That isn't a squirrel, that's a fox." So he shot it.